I'd like to call a meeting of the House Interim Committee on Rules to order. This is our first meeting and an organizational meeting for the purpose of adopting committee rules and introduction of committee members.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 16, 2014.
Vice Chair Hicks moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 16th, 2014. Is there any discussion?
Question.
Yes.
These rules are the typical ones we normally adopt, aren't they?
Yes, Mr. Representative Barnhart. Yes, they are the same rules that you adopted in other committees. This is our first meeting, so this is the first time we have seen them. Yes.
Yes, yes. The committee's been quite dilatory in the past, so appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to support the motion.
Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Okay. Motion passes and rules are adopted. Okay, now we can have...
The opportunities for hazing are...
I know. Are worrisome.
Worrisome.
So with that, let's have introduction of committee members. We'll start over here on the right and move to the left, as I like to
I'm
do.
I'm so sorry to see that occur. Bill Kettimer, state rep from District 39, Canby area and surrounding areas.
And just to the left of Representative Kimmer, I am Paul Holby, State Representative of House District 8.
And Wally Hicks, State Representative, Josephine County.
Val Hoyle, Majority Leader, State Representative from West Eugene and Junction City.
Phil Barnhart, Central Lane and Linn Counties, District 11.
Vicki Berger, District 20, West Salem, South Salem, Communities of Monmouth and Independence.
Barbara Smith-Warner, to the left of everyone on the panel, apparently, Northeast Portland, Maywood Park, and Park Rose, District 45.
Okay, I'm going to close the organizational meeting, and we will open an informational meeting to have presentations on potential member bills for 2014. We'll have a five-minute time limit on the presentation, and with that, I'd like to call up Representative Kim Thatcher to talk about LC 34 relating to voter registration.
Thank you, Representative Hoyle and rest of the committee. For the record, I'm Kim Thatcher, State Representative, House District 25, St. Paul Kaiser Newburgh. Legislative concept is something I've been working on for three sessions now, and I've brought forth bills during those different three sessions, and I think it's pretty simple. It simply says if you want to register to vote in Oregon, you should show identification indicating, you know, a level of eligibility. And what I'm proposing is that we adopt the current federal law into two Oregon standards. Currently, under federal law, you can only vote in federal elections if you show proof of identification under certain circumstances that kind of meet a list. They've got a little list of what that is, and I can go into that later if you want. And you have to do that when you register to vote or before you actually cast a ballot. And there's no such standard or requirement in Oregon law in order to vote in state or local elections. So at last check, there were approximately 11,000 Oregon voters currently registered to vote in Oregon who have provided no sort of nothing as far as identification when they register, and they by law are only allowed to vote in the state and local elections but not in the federal races. So what's happening is you have potentially thousands of people casting ballots, weighing in or thinking they're casting a ballot in the federal as well as the state and local candidates and issues. And what's happening by law is that the county clerks are having to set those ballots aside. Federal law says that their vote cannot be counted for the federal. So they're having to be set aside, so it's costing extra money. And then they are casting ballots in only what they voted for in the state and local races or issues. And so you potentially have the third problem is that you potentially have thousands of people casting or making and weighing in on decisions affecting the governance of our state and municipal and local governments when they have not shown any level of eligibility to vote. And so those three things are being addressed in this bill by simply copying and pasting, essentially, the federal ID guidelines into the state law. So in practice, if the bill is enacted, anyone who registered for the first time would be required to provide one of the forms of identification on the list before they would be officially registered to vote. And then for those 11,000 or so folks, we would gradually phase them in. And the bill asks that they also give the elections, the law would require the elections workers proper ID if they do some kind of an update date on their registration. So basically trying to figure out how to kind of grant, pull in these people that are currently registered but have not shown ID. And maybe do it as they move or change or do something with their registration and make sure that we get those people identified so they can weigh in on both the federal and the local and state issues and candidates. So we checked with the NCSL to see how many other states do this, what we currently do here in Oregon. Apparently Oregon's the only one. We're the only ones that have this kind of system where it's sort of a hybrid, where we don't have the similar standards between voting in federal or state and local issues for candidates. So that's it.
Great. Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
Any questions from the committee?
If it's just federal, doesn't that mean it would only be an issue every 4 years?
No.
So that's the only time you vote on federal? Isn't
no, because...
U.S. Sorry, congressional. Yeah. Sorry, I was just blanking and all I could think. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
Thank
much.
You.
Appreciate it. Okay, and with that, Representative Wisnett.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon.
Committee members. For the record, I'm Representative Gene Wisnett, House District 53. And have a very important bill here, but very simple and short. I was asked by the county clerks to submit this bill, and I have with me at the table Mr. Rob Pavette to tell you a little bit about what the bill is.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Rob Pavette, legal counsel for the Association of Oregon Counties, but representing today the Oregon Association of County Clerks. So last session, you enacted a comprehensive bill to adopt a model vital statistics law, which is fine. But as often occurs with these large bills, there's a couple of problems. And one of the problems that got pointed out is what the bill did is it prohibited county clerks from recording any death certificate that had medical information on it, which is actually good as a matter of public policy. We don't want HIPAA-protected information in the permanent deed records. And it's important, of course, to record death certificates in the deed records because it's how we clear title and transfer. The problem is some states don't have what's called short-form death certificates. In other words, death certificates that don't have medical information. For example, the state of Washington. So our clerks right now are prohibited by law from recording a death certificate from the state of Washington, putting people trying to clear title within a family in a really hard, hard situation. So the fix is LC 59, which basically says and amends it so it prohibits the county clerks from recording an Oregon-based death certificate if it has medical information, because people do have access to a short form here in the state of Oregon. So it's just a technical fix based on your big bill last time, but it's important to families, and it should be important to title companies as well.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Yeah, just if yes. I may. Glad you're Madam Chair, thank you. Why do we have a rule like this in the first place? There's probably a really good reason, I just don't know what it is.
Madam Chair,
A rule that prohibits the recording of the information about the cause of death.
Madam Chair, Representative Barnhart, I think the idea of the Model Vital Statistics Act, which many states are adopting, is to try to keep personal health information, PHI, out of permanent records.
Okay.
And that's the basis of it. It's privacy, confidentiality.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No? Thank you very much.
Well, I had my attorney here to explain it.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
As are we. As are we. Thank you so much.
Madam Chair, I'd like to say that's a quite famous attorney that came up here for the court. So it's nice to see Mr. Bovet. Yeah, he's done some very fine work for this state.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
The attorney and I were at a very good informative. I hope everyone will look at the briefing we saw today on marijuana from a representative from SAM.
Yeah.
And about marijuana and Patrick Kennedy is one of the big sponsors of this program about trying to educate people in marijuana. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This committee.
Madam Chair, that's now famous on the fourth floor as the famous marijuana pizza lunch.
Uh-oh.
Just happened.
There's a whole lot of things that I could say in response, and I will not. But thank you so much. Okay, we're going to close the informational hearing. I'm still working on that. We're going to close the informational hearing and open up a work session for the introduction of committee legislative concepts. I would like to put on the record that a vote to introduce these measures into the process is not a vote in support or opposition of the measure, but rather just introduces the concept so that it can be heard or put into committee. So, yes.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have a memo in front of you that lays out, you have six concepts before you today for possible and consideration for introduction. You have concept 43, which is relating to electronic delivery of insurance policies. You have a concept 110, which is similar, relating to electronic records using connection with insurance other than health or life insurance. You have concept 115, which is relating to elections measure. It lays out several identified fixes by the Secretary of State to be considered in this legislative session. And you have concept 150, which is relating to the legal aid account. It's asking to increase the allocation they receive. You have concept 261, which is relating to the 911 emergency reporting system. And you have concept 280, which is going to be a resolution that establishes the deadlines for completion of this 2014 legislative session.
Are there any questions about these as are introduced?
Madam Chair, just a question. Is there an updated agenda? I don't show 43 or 280 on my current agenda for the committee.
There was an updated agenda.
Okay.
And it just listed introduction of measures as the bottom.
Or at the top, LC memo?
Yes.
That's what's on all of us now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? With that, we'll entertain a motion.
Chair Hoyle, I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 43 relating to electronic delivery of insurance policies. LC 110 relating to electronic records used in connection with insurance other than health or life insurance. LC 115 relating to elections. LC 150 relating to legal aid account. LC 261 relating to 911 emergency reporting system. LC 280 timelines for the 2014 legislative session.
Vice Chair Hicks moves that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills: LC 43, LC 110, LC 115, LC 150, LC 261, and LC 280. Is there any discussion? Yes.
So yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would simply note that I think it's LC 43 that Mr. Barrows had presented before this committee during the long session of last year, and it was surprisingly complex in its legal technicalities, but I am satisfied that I think he's worked through all of those, and so the committee has heard this bill in its substance previously, and so if it sounds familiar when it comes around, it is.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Is there any objection? If not, these measures are introduced as committee bills, and we'll close the work session. And an announcement for February session. Rules will be meeting Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 3 o'clock to 4:45 in HR 50.
Do I have to gavel?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And the meeting's adjourned.
Good.
Adjourned.
Good.
Rest of your day. And the meeting's